This is the fourth and final sermon in our series on stewardship. The theme for this week is restore, and the scripture it reflects on is Revelation 21, verses 1 to 7. So we come to the last in our four-week series on stewardship, and this week our theme is restore. Over previous weeks, we've worked through remembering our own histories and where God has been in them, releasing emotions and attitudes which no longer serve us, reimagining life together in light of the kingdom of God, and finally we come to restoration, to the vision of creation as it was meant to be, and how we might participate in that. Each of our readings today focuses in some way on restoration, whether it's the restoration of human family relationships in Genesis, the restoration of relationship with God after an instance of human weakness and failure in the gospel, restoration of personal well-being in the psalm. But what I want to focus on more than anything is actually the reading from Revelation and its vision of the kind of cosmic or total restoration of all that creation is meant to be. Because that big picture vision encompasses and holds all the other sorts of restoration and sums them up and shows us where it's all heading. And the thing is, although Revelation is here showing us a vision of the ultimate future, what we might look forward to at the end of time, it's not just that. Because in Christ, that future breaks into our present. Wherever the reign of God is known and lived out, that future shapes our experience. And wherever the church lives up to what we're called to be, the church, this community of people, becomes a foretaste of that ultimate future. The living God doesn't say from his throne, "I will make all things new." God says, "I am making all things new." It's present tense, not future. In his vision, John sees a new heaven and a new earth, but they're not unrelated to what has been before. They're heaven and earth as they were meant to be, as they were created to be, without sin, without human fallenness and brokenness, without any flaw or weakness. Creation restored to God's original vision and intention. This vision is not escaping from the world as we know it, it's remaking the world as we know it. The one who is seated on the throne is making all things new, and that's not just for the future, it starts now. Actually, really, it started with Jesus' resurrection. But the important point for us to grasp is that this future breaks into our present, reshaping lives as we choose to live in ways which participate in God's vision for the whole of creation. John received this vision and first wrote Revelation in a time when the city of Jerusalem had only recently been destroyed by the Romans, when the earliest Christian believers lived in cities dominated by corrupt power structures, where they lived on the margins rather than at the centre, as it were. And John shares with them this vision of a new city, a city made whole and beautiful, a city with no corruption, a city in which everything supported the flourishing of its inhabitants. And although our cities may not have exactly the same first century problems, the vision is same for us. To build a city or a society which is whole and beautiful, where those with power use what power we have to move the people from the margins to the centre. A society in which everything supports the flourishing of the people in it, and we might add the ecosystems which sustain it. This is, according to John, a city without tears, death, mourning, crying, or pain. And while we can't, this side of eternity, completely remove these realities, we can kind of lessen or buffer them. We can work towards a world in which no mother is so financially insecure that abortion seems necessary for the financial survival of her household. In which nobody lives in pain due to lack of access to basic medical care. In which life's sorrows are eased and burdens are shared. Because the reality is that right now the safety nets which are supposed to be in place have far too many holes through which people fall. Last week I did the winter sleep out with a group of year 11s. And talking about, you know, our food bank and the kinds of needs that we see from people and hear about from people who come to us for help, the Year 11s were astonished to hear from me that one of the needs we struggle to meet here is when people can't afford to have necessary prescriptions filled. I explain to them that sometimes when people come to the rectory door, I pay for their prescriptions out of my own pocket because I'm not going to see one of our neighbours at risk of death for lack of something as basic as Ventolin. But how good would it be if we had better systems in which the rectory door wasn't the last resort for someone desperate? So we look for a city without tears, death, mourning, crying or pain. But we also need to notice the other side of the life of this city. It's the city where God dwells, where the home of God is among mortals, where the Spirit animates the body of believers to such an extent that the people and their God are one intertwined reality. As Paul put it in Acts, in him we live and move and have our being. It's an incredibly inspiring vision, and I could go on at length. I love the book of Revelation, really. But I think by now you're getting the idea. But what I want to point out to you is that this city, this vision John has of the ultimate reign of God, made complete and perfect in human experience, this is the city we're building together. This is what we're putting our time, our energy, our talents, and our money towards. This is what our mission is, to build this city by proclaiming the good news, teaching and nurturing faith, serving our neighbours, and so on. We are working towards a restored humanity and a restored human community with God and with each other. So my friends, as we make a last plea this week for you to return your pledge forms and fill out your skills inventories and think about the ways in which you are part of the life of this parish, my last words on this subject are this. Take this vision in Revelation of the eternal city of God to heart. Let it inspire and encourage you. Let it fire your imagination and your motivation. And let us build it together here and now in Northern Albury for everyone who is ready to call that city home.